No, not that sounds a creepy nice.
Thing. No, it sounds very eerie.
Who wants to play a game?
Let's go hide in the cemetery.
Okay, that sounds fun.
No, do you not? Do you?
Why don't we just get into the running car?
Yeah. I was like, is that commercial too old? Let's behind the chainsaw.
The chainsaw.
Geico commercial. Oh my god, I had no idea what you guys were talking about.
Hi everyone. Yes. Welcome back to the mini monologue where we just have fun in between our main episodes.
Fun.
Yeah, my name is Cecilia. I'm joined with my co-hosts, Riley and Kelsey. Say hi.
Hi, I'm Riley.
I'm Kelsey. Riley, you dancing over there? You're like...
Wow, it's so stimulating for the ears, for any of the podcasters.
No, they have to watch the video. I'm the heartthrob. Yeah. Right? Yeah,
we are both podcasty on your normal podcast platforms, but we are also on the YouTubes. So many options for viewing pleasure.
The YouTubes.
Mm-hmm. The YouTubes. Okay, I pulled a couple fun things. I'm trying to. Let's start. Shall we start with a BuzzFeed quiz?
Okay. Oh my god, as a millennial, legally, I have to say yes.
I'm pulling it up on my iPad.
Okay, how are we doing this? Are you going to read us?
This is not, like, one of the character ones. This is a, like, actual, like, a quiz. Like, oh, let's like test trivia. Your knowledge. Oh. It's a trivia, but it's...
Is this interesting.
The one where it's like, is this a Taylor Swift lyric or a Mike Flanagan monologue? Oh, yeah. No!
Okay, wait, no, I know that you and I have both taken it, so we'll work on this together. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
I did this, and I think I got, like, 70% of them right.
It's harder than it sounds. Like, when you look at the title, you're like, oh, obviously, but then you start reading it, and you're like, wait.
All right.
Yeah. I'm confident, though.
Okay, we'll see how you guys do. First up, Mike Flanagan or Taylor Swift? My pain fits in the palm of your freezing
hand.
That's
Taylor Swift. Yeah, it's for my Swift. Ivy. It's my favorite Taylor Swift song. Next.
Correct. for a bonus one. Point, what Taylor Swift album is it from?
Evermore.
Correct.
Oh, thank you. Okay. You're more of a Swiftie God. Than I am.
No, I just... That's really folklore through... Yeah, I like it. I'm a folksy boy.
Evermore has some good songs. Evermore is underrated.
Oh, yeah. Agreed.
Okay.
And when I was shipwrecked, I thought of you.
That's Taylor Swift. That's correct. What's that from? You know, the Bon Iver one.
The what?
I think it is. It's from Evermore. It's Evermore.
I think it is called Evermore, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. It is called Evermore. Is that the Bon Iver one?
Yeah.
So to me, the next chapter just means the endless possibility of the blank pages.
Ooh.
I don't think that.
Okay, because that also could be like a Stephen Crane. I don't think he said that, but there are some writers.
Oh, but there could be Midnight Club in here too.
Oh, shoot. That's true. That was about stories. Wait, will you read the lyric one more time?
So to me, the next chapter just means the endless possibility of the blank page.
That sounds like Ilonka would have said it.
I don't think it's Taylor Swift. I think it's Mike Flanagan.
Okay, let's go with Mike.
Maybe. Correct!
What's it from?
I was like looking at your face.
You want a bonus point?
We don't know. What's it from?
Midnight's Club.
Oh!
Was it Ilonka from Midnight Club? That's what, yeah.
It just says Midnight's Club.
Okay, all right.
It's one of them, kids.
We were on the right train of thought.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Okay, we're kicking ass so far.
You guys are doing great. This was the very first page not where the storyline ends.
Oh, that's Taylor Swift. That's from it's in the purple. What's the purple album?
Oh,
Speak Now.
Speak Now. Yes. Yep. I don't know why I always want to call it Sparks Fly. I'm like, that's one of the songs.
That song is on there.
Is it? Okay.
Well, I don't know if that's the name of a song or if that's a lyric, but that's definitely in that album.
But it is the purple one. My mom bought me that on
it is the purple one. It's Speak Now.
And I regret not getting the purple cardigan.
Well, maybe they'll bring them back.
They do sometimes, but they're always like way more expensive when they bring them back. I got the midnight cardigan, and that was the only one that I've gotten for like regular price.
I wish I got the
first one. I like the idea of the cardigans, but I don't like how boxy they are.
Yeah. I'm too broad. They're not going to fit me right at all.
So the first and only cardigan that I have is the Midnight's one. And I got the size, like I normally like my sweaters baggy, like when I wear them to work. And so I got the size that I would normally get in a sweater, and it was way too big. So I should have gotten like the extra small.
Oh. Yeah, because they're like friend size or whatever.
Yeah, but I didn't think about that. So if I ever get another one, then that'll be good to know. But I mean, it's still comfortable. Like it's warm. It's a good teaching sweater because I know right away what Swifties are in the class when I wear it. So.
That's great.
Get some allies.
Mm-hmm.
Right, next, dead doesn't mean gone.
That's from Bly.
Again. Yeah.
Yeah. That's Haunting in Bly Manor.
Yep. Correct.
That would fit in a Taylor Swift song really well, but yeah, it has not.
No, I think Bly just has like very ever more aesthetics. I always think of Jamie and Danny when I hear Ivy.
Fall of the House of Usher is definitely Reputation. There's the song.
Oh my god, yes.
I did something bad reminds me every time that I hear that. I'm like, that's Verna from the Fall of the House of Usher.
I love that.
I reached for you, but you were gone.
Oh.
That's Taylor Swift, right?
I think that's Taylor Swift. I think they're trying to trick me into thinking Nell said it.
Correct.
But I think, yes. We're so good at this.
Folklore?
Yeah, what song is that?
It's Wonderland from 1989.
Oh, I love that song, too.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
There's a difference between feeling good and feeling alive. The two aren't always the same.
That sounds like Hannah would have said that in Bly.
Mike?
Uh-oh.
Correct!
Yay!
Yes!
And it is from Bly.
So you're waiting for it to load.
Well, because I'm... Okay. Oh no, did it just reload?
Yeah.
I wanted it to say like the thing at the end, like, because it always says the thing with how well you do.
Oh, okay. I thought that you were like trying to be just dramatic, restarted. And I was like, you're doing a really good job.
Oh, you thought like she knew the answers already and was just
doing a dramatic pause. Yeah.
Except it just restarted. Oh well, it doesn't matter. Where was I at? I loved you completely, and you loved me the same.
That's my plan again. Haunting of Hill House, Nell.
Yep.
The rest is confetti.
Oh, it's so good.
That's
Taylor
a good
Swift
line.
Could never. Actually, probably. I feel like some of these are pretty interchangeable.
They can fit. Yeah, I definitely get why this quiz was made. Because
I've got a lot to live without.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
What song is that?
Bigger Than the Whole Sky.
Oh, okay.
That's a sad song. That would fit really, like, that vibe would fit very well in the Flaniverse.
Yeah. Goodbye. I feel like there are some good songs that could really, like, add to a soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We loved each other so well that it spread out into the universe and created a new star.
That's the Haunting of Hill House.
Yeah. That has
1,000%.
Breathe in, breathe through, breathe deep, breathe out.
That's Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Yup.
I don't know what it is.
It's from it's Labyrinth from Midnights.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Midnights is my least favorite.
Oh, really? I love Midnights.
I like Midnights a lot.
I don't listen to Labyrinth as much, but I do like the aesthetic of Midnight a lot.
I'll rephrase that. It's my least favorite of her, like, original, you know, her releases.
Oh, before she did her, like, not including the re-releases?
Yeah.
She hasn't done Taylor's version of Reputation yet, has she?
No.
I thought she was going to, for that one. I thought she was going to do it on March 13th. I don't remember what my reasoning was.
Maybe it was Friday the 13th.
Oh, no. It was February 13th because I thought she was going to do a double release of something. And I was like, 2/13 would be a good date to do it.
Like to do the debut or like the Taylor Swift, Taylor's version.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is because she hasn't done Reputation or debut. And I think debut, nobody really cares that debut's being released.
Yeah. I'm more excited about Reputation.
My least favorite.
Yeah.
Reputation's mine. Sorry. I'm just not fun, I think is the problem.
My sister Sarah said that Reputation used to like not be one of her favorites, and then when she went to the Eras tour, she's like, "That's changed now. I love it."
I still haven't watched it, so maybe that's what
it's so fun.
I need to do. Yeah, my grandma wants to watch it, and I think it'll like give her a heart attack. So I don't know.
I haven't watched the movie. I went to the first night in Atlanta in 2023. It was way expensive, but I was like, this will be something that I'll enjoy and I'll have memories from for a long time. And so it was worth it. But I keep telling Eric I'm going to make him watch the movie, but it's just so long that I haven't. on my birthday last year, he looked up on Spotify Taylor Swift songs to play when we were going out to dinner, and now it always recommends him Taylor Swift songs. And he's so annoyed, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I messed up your playlist.
No, it's good. He needs to love Taylor Swift because you love Taylor Swift.
Yeah, exactly. Someone tell my girlfriend that.
Does she not like Taylor Swift?
No. I turn on Taylor Swift in the car when I'm with my boyfriend. I go, is it okay that I'm listening to Taylor Swift? And he said, I wouldn't be dating you if it wasn't okay.
I mean, it's not that it's not okay. He definitely, I think he knows more Olivia Rodrigo songs than Taylor Swift songs.
Yeah.
Oh, I like Sabrina Carpenter and Chad Brown. She's the best one.
I missed when Sabrina Carpenter was in Austin, and I found out because I subbed middle school the next day, and all the kids were wearing the tour shirts, and I was like, no!
That would have been crazy to see their, like, substitute teacher there.
Well, a bunch of the actual teachers did go. I think that's why I was needed as a sub the day after, because a lot of the teachers went. You want Mike Flanagan
to adapt The Great Gatsby? We're not filming that episode anymore. You missed your chance.
I got it in the shower.
I honestly don't need any more Gatsbys.
Wow.
I think I need a redo after the last one.
The Baz one is bad.
Whenever I see like green lights anywhere, I'm always like, oh, it's like East and West Egg.
Well, most
people are like, what?
Oh, there are monologues in that movie. You are right.
There's the dueling musicals right now. There's the Florence and the Machine one, and there's the one on Broadway.
Wait, what's going on? Florence and the Machine has a musical?
There's two Gatsby musicals. Florence and the Machine wrote the music for one, and the other one is... I can't remember if it's still on Broadway. I think it's in the West End right now. Yeah, I'm like on Broadway TikTok, so I get all the drama and all the tea. And people were
we'll have to text Bailey about it because I'm sure she knows.
Yeah, there was so Jeremy Jordan originated the role, and then the guy who replaced him, or one of the guys that replaced him. That there's that scene where he gets shot and he falls into the pool, and they do that on stage, and like people were, it somehow leaked of the second guy doing it. I can't remember the actor's name, and people were joshing him about it because we're like, he just did it so gingerly, and they're just like clearly the actor was afraid of like falling down on his knees.
That's very sweet. That's so funny to make fun of him for that.
All right. Where are we at with this? Where did I
Did we win the Taylor Swift quiz?
It's not over yet, I don't think.
Why have I turned into Tony Soprano? Why am I talking
I don't think we did this. It won't be forever, but for tonight it is. For tonight it's everything.
I don't know, but it's okay, wait, hold on.
It won't be forever, but tonight it is. For tonight, it's everything.
Oh, that sounds like it could be Bly. Now I'm confused. I'm doubting myself.
That's the thing. I my first instinct was Taylor Swift, so I'm going to stick with that.
That was my first instinct too, but it could be Bly.
I agree. I think you're right. I need
don't know.
To...
I don't know.
I'm going with Taylor.
Yeah, yeah.
Incorrect.
Is it Bly?
Nope.
Is it? No. Don't tell us. Is it the Midnight Club?
Nope.
What?
I truly don't know.
It's from Midnight Mass.
What?
Oh.
When?
It's Zach and Kate, right? It's one of them.
Is it in the boat?
It doesn't say which character it is, which makes it hard for me to pinpoint.
After, okay, we need to make a note of this and then look it up after we finish the quiz.
Got it. Here's an easy one. What died didn't stay dead?
Oh, that's Taylor.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
No,
she's dramatic as hell.
Pet Cemetery.
You know who I want to see do an adaptation of that? Guillermo del Toro. I think he would fucking kill it.
I think so too.
Of which one?
Pet Cemetery.
Ooh.
I will tell him.
You'll tell Guillermo del Toro to do that?
Well, I mean, I can't, but I know people who can.
Okay, well, tell
I've
him.
I've got connections.
Call me. I've got some notes.
Or as the kids in school now, instead of doing like the call me like this, they're like, call me. Because it's iPhone.
That's so stupid. That's just their palm. That's not even how you hold an iPhone, is it? They hold it like that? How do I hold my phone?
I don't know, but the kindergartners, when they're playing pretend, they're like, hello, hello, like they're talking about, like, their phone, the hand is their phone.
That's so sad. I'm old now.
It changes. Life changes. All right, okay, let's look at this quote.
Okay, yes. Well, who said that? What was the quote again?
What died didn't stay dead. It was Taylor Swift.
It won't be forever, but for tonight it is. For tonight it's everything.
The Midnight Mass one was what we got wrong.
But did we finish the quiz?
We did! Oh. And you guys pretty much got all of them right except one.
We need to look, we need to look that one up though and see who said it.
I am looking it up now.
For tonight, yeah, I don't that one was sweet. Probably the hardest one.
Do I need to put in Midnight Mass? Well, AI. Okay, here we go. Here's an actual, like, thing. A thing.
I think you got my message from right before we started recording.
Oh, it's Riley says it to Joe during the AA meeting.
Oh.
You showed up, Joe. You're here. That's enough. It won't be forever, but for tonight it is. For tonight it's everything.
Okay. Oh, we were way wrong.
Yeah, I was hearing it in a much more like talking to a partner or, you know, that kind of setting. Which I think is why I leaned to Taylor. Okay. So we only missed one out of how many? A decent amount.
There was a good handful. You guys did really good.
Bye.
Bye.